And I want to read two scripture in Acts chapter 5, verses 38 and 39. Acts chapter 5, I'll read it, you follow. Verse 38 and 39, it says, "And now I say unto you, refrain from these men, and let them alone. For if this counsel or this work be of men, it will come to naught. But if it be of God, ye cannot overthrow it, lest haply ye be found even to fight against God." I don't know if you've read in the book of Acts, but I believe it's a very important book of action. It's the action of God, a movement of God, a movement of God. In Acts chapter 1, you remember the Lord Jesus, after he rose from the dead, he went back into heaven. 40 days after he rose from the dead, he ascended back into heaven. You remember then in Acts chapter 2, Jesus promised, "Now if I go to heaven, it's actually better because I'm going to send my Spirit down. He's equal with me. And he's equal with the Father, and he's going to come down. He's going to permanently indwell my disciples. You are my disciples. And he's going to give you power to witness for me in this world and to work for me in this world." And that happened in Acts chapter 2. Then in Acts chapter 3, the Bible says the Holy Spirit came down in Acts 2. And in Acts 3, the church was moved to go out. Moved to go out of the four walls of the church and tell others about Jesus Christ. And when they did that, people got saved and baptized and joined the church. But the devil didn't like it, and he raised up opposition. And the Jewish Sanhedrin, the religious leaders of the day in Jerusalem, they began to warn Peter and the other apostles. And they said, "You better stop preaching about Jesus and about the name of Jesus Christ." And why did they do that? They were envious. They were jealous. You know, people in envy and jealousy will try to attack the disciples of Jesus Christ, and they attacked Peter and James and John, and they said, "You know, you're basically," they thought, "you're taking disciples away from us, and they're following you now," and they were jealous of them, and they said, "You better stop preaching in this name," because they were afraid of that name. By the way, do you know what? Satan is afraid of the name of Jesus. But I want to tell you tonight, it's Grant Revival Baptist Church and Revival Baptist Christian School, there is a movement of God to lift up the name of Jesus. Wherever there is a movement of the Holy Spirit, the Word of God is lifted up. God exalted His Word above His name, and the name of Jesus Christ is lifted up. And we want to lift Him up today. And the Bible says that the righteous are as bold as lions. And that's what we need today. And you know, the Pharisees, they didn't like it. The Sadducees, they didn't like it. You know why the Pharisees didn't like it? Because they were Pharisees. And the Sadducees were sad, you see. They didn't like it. And you know what? One of the Pharisees, though, was a leader. And they said, "What do you think we should do?" And he gave this counsel. He said, "Look, if this counsel or this work be of men, it will come to naught. But if it be of God, ye cannot overthrow it, lest haply ye be found to fight even against God." And I want to say, if you're fighting Jesus Christ and you're fighting the good news about Jesus Christ, you're fighting against God. I'd rather be on God's side.
Amen.
And I'd rather get in the flow of God. And God, the Holy Spirit, was poured out as a great river. Jesus said, "Out of your belly or your spirit, there will flow rivers of living water." I used to be empty in my spirit. I had a God-shaped vacuum in my spirit. But when I received Jesus Christ as my Savior as a 17-year-old young man, now that the flow of God is flowing in me and flowing through me, and others are coming to Jesus Christ. Amen? It's not just the acts of the apostles we're talking about here. It's the acts of the Holy Spirit through the apostles. And that's what we need today more than anything else. And so, you know, it was 40 days after Jesus rose. He went into heaven. And then 10 days they prayed for what Jesus promised. And that was the power of the Holy Spirit that would help them come out of the upper room, would help them come out. You know, if we got homosexuals coming out and they're proud to be gays, which they shouldn't be. They should be ashamed. Why aren't Christians proud to be saved? I'm proud to be saved. I'm proud to know Jesus Christ. I'm proud to say I have a home in heaven.
Amen.
And I'm coming out tonight. Amen. I've been coming out ever since I got saved. And from that first moment, the flow of the Holy Ghost of God when He came down from heaven to earth has been going on. It's like a mighty flow. And whenever people experience that movement of the Holy Spirit filling them up and flowing out, people are telling people about Jesus. And the Bible says people get saved by Jesus and they put their faith in him. I'm not talking about getting saved by good works. I'm not talking about becoming religious. I'm not talking about getting saved through the sacraments. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about getting saved by putting your faith in Jesus Christ, a living person. You could believe George Washington lived, but he's just a historical person. You don't have a relationship with old George, but I have a relationship with Jesus. Amen. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, Jesus Christ is always near. Do you know that in your life? If you don't, you're going through the motions.
Right.
But you got dead religion.
Right.
And that won't help anybody. And so I was saved and permanently indwelt by the Holy Spirit, Muskegon, Michigan, on June 16, 1967, 3303 Thompson Avenue. And I experienced the Holy Spirit filling and flowing out of my life when I went to pastor school in Hammond, Indiana in 1986. While I was there, I heard preaching about telling others about Jesus and saw people get saved and baptized. And you know what? I came down the aisle and I got to an altar right like this one. And I bowed at the altar and I gave my life to be a witness for Jesus Christ. And I've been doing it ever since. And you know what? God, the Holy Spirit, gave me a new boldness and a new energy, and we started seeing people get saved. There was a flow of God. There was a flow of the Spirit of Jesus in us and through our church, and it went on for 10 years from 1986 to 1996, and it's then that this Christian school, Revival Baptist Christian School, was started. Our church was growing and moving. That was in 86 to 96. You say, Pastor Bloom, what caused that? It was the flow of God, the work of the Holy Spirit coming through us at that time. And I can remember preaching messages that were powerful and pointed messages. And you know what? Some good people, some good friends of mine who fought with me against internal enemies in the church, that preaching was too much for them. And they said, Pastor, we can't go along with it. We've got to leave. We'll leave as friends, but we can't go along with what you're doing and what you're preaching. But you know what? I can say this. Even if friends leave you, you'll not overthrow God's flow. Even if enemies persecute you, you'll not overthrow God's flow. And I determined I'm going to stay in the flow of God. I'm going to stay in that flow that began at Pentecost and has continued on. And I'm going to stay in the flow of God. And I remember going through some hard times. And we didn't have a church building at that time. You remember that, Brother Joe? We rented Bethel Baptist Church. And we were in Bethel Baptist Church. And they had their morning service and night service. But we had to meet in the afternoon, like about 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. We had to meet then in that church. And we began to meet in that church. And we started knocking on doors. And we started telling people about Jesus. And I remember one of the deacons in the church, he had a girlfriend. I didn't know it. I was just knocking on doors and I ran into his girlfriend. And she wasn't saved. She didn't know Jesus, but he was a deacon in the Baptist church. And I remember she was a Roman Catholic, and I told her how to get saved. She told her deacon boyfriend. He didn't like that. He thought, what's going on here? We rented this church to you guys, and now you're knocking on doors and you're telling people about Jesus. Hey, you picked up the baptistry and you filled it with water. It had cobwebs in there. We weren't baptized. Now you're baptizing people. And I said, well, it's a Baptist church. I thought you baptized in a Baptist church when people get saved. You're supposed to dunk them under the water. Oh, they had to have a meeting of the deacons, and all the deacons had a meeting, and they told me, you know, you're doing too much here. And I say, you'll not overthrow God's flow. You're not going to stop me. And I said, oh, God, we need a church building. They don't like what we're doing in that Baptist church. By the way, that Baptist church does not exist anymore. It's a parking lot. As far as the building, it's not even there. You'll not overthrow God's flow. And that was in 1986, beloved. And in April 19th, Brother Joe, Easter Sunday, we opened this church building. We were able to buy this church building for no money down. And it was everything was in it. And we had church here April 19th, 1987. Thank God, you'll not overthrow God's flow. And we experienced that. And in 1985, I had been using from the pulpit, because I thought I was smarter than God. I had a bachelor's degree. I had a master's degree. I knew Greek. I knew Hebrew. I was a scholarly, intellectual pastor. And so I said, I am going to use the modern translations of the English Bible. And I got away from the old King James Bible. Can I say to you today, in 1985, I got right with God and got rid of the NIV. And I got back to the KJV, King James Bible. And I'm still preaching from it tonight, because God's Word is our final authority. And that's the final authority for our school. It's not some scholar. It's God and the Word of God. And God is going to bless that. And you'll not overthrow that flow of God. And what a blessing it was, because when we got back to that in 1985, it was 1986 that I experienced the flow of fresh oil from the Holy Spirit. And we got blessed. Our school was born, and we started to go forward. Now, that was from 1986 to 1996. What happened in 1996? The devil raised up opposition. Amen? There'll always be opposition, right, Brother Joe? You remember that in 1996? And there were people who didn't like what we were doing. They opposed us. But you know what? We came to the conclusion, Jesse Kresge, you will not overthrow God's flow. And so we went through those hard times. About the year 2000, we had our second great movement of the Holy Spirit of God that Jesus promised would give us power. And we experienced the power of the Holy Spirit. And we trained soul winners, and they went out. And we started seeing people get saved one after the other. That's when Denny and Marion came to the church. Eddie Brent got saved. This guy got saved. Jesse Kresge got saved. Kyle Donovan got saved. And other people got saved during that time, one after the other after the other, between the year 2000 and the year 2012. You say, Pastor, why was it that all these people were getting saved? Bob Watzel got saved and came to our church. Why was it? Because you'll not overthrow God's flow. There is a flow of the Spirit of God. And if you want to experience that flow of the Holy Spirit, you have to pray to God for the power of God. And you have to be willing to go out and witness. And I remember a guy, he'd been in Christian churches. He'd been brought up in Christianity. He'd gone to church as a kid. But guess what? He didn't have it in his heart. You know what he had in his heart? Dollar signs. He was a mechanic, and he used to work all weekend. He didn't have time for church on Sunday. All he would do is work and fix cars in his backyard and work and fix cars, and he made a lot of money. He came to our church one day, and he said to me, he sat in the back of the church there, about where Patty's sitting, and he said he was sitting back there, and it was like his heart was a stone heart. And he said, while the service was going on, it was like the hand of God reached down and took the heart of stone out of me and gave me a heart that beat for Jesus. That's perhaps what you need tonight. You have a stony heart, and you need a heart transplant. You know what? Dr. Law can't give you that. It can only tell you the commandments and tell you that you don't keep the commandments and you don't love God in your heart. You'll never get to heaven by keeping the law. You need Dr. Jesus. You need Dr. Grace. And Jesus said, I kept that law. I know you couldn't keep it. I died under the curse of that law to give you a free gift, a heart transplant. And you need to be born again. And except you're born again, listen to me, you can't get into heaven. You wouldn't even be interested in the things of heaven. And so you need to be born again. And you don't want to die and go to hell. And we started telling people about that. We saw people get saved, and we saw lives changed, and it was a wonderful thing that was going on. I'm talking to you about you'll not overthrow God's flow. I believe there's some Christians tonight that are here. God wants to get you back to your first love. He wants to get you back to the first works, which is to trust Jesus and speak up for him and witness for him and see people get saved, pray for them, get involved with others, let God's love flow out to your life. You don't love anybody. I don't love anybody. But guess what? Jesus loves people. And if you're saved, he's in your heart and he wants to flow through you with the love of God. That's what's needed today in this ice cold world. And that's what we saw. I remember Ralph Tolley when he got saved. He said, "Pastor, are we going out souling?" That was soul winning, but he called it souling. He said, "Are we going out?" We went out. Brother Eddie testified today. Eddie's here tonight that he got saved back during that time of the flow of God because Ralph Tolley went along with Joe Slobodny to his house. And then the next week I went and knocked on the door of his friend, and Brother Eddie trusted the Lord as his Savior. You say, why did people get saved? Because you'll not overthrow God's flow. You know, some of you are here tonight and the Lord Jesus has been knocking on your heart. And you say, what's he using? He's using the children. Amen. Because don't we love the children? You know, the best thing you could do for your children is get right with God. You know, the best thing you could do for your children is get saved and lead them. Amen. Don't just send them to Christian school. Lead them. They need you to lead them. And you'll not overthrow God's flow. If you don't get it, the Israelites didn't get it. They didn't go into the land because they didn't believe God. Guess what? The young children went in. And God blessed them. But I'd rather lead them in than see them get in and I be shut out and wind up in a devil's hell. I'm just saying to you, my message to you tonight is, you'll not overthrow God's flow. You say, well, what happened? They prayed like Jesus said. For the power of the Holy Spirit. And they were baptized with the power of the Holy Spirit. And then they went out and with boldness they proclaimed the Word of God. And not only did they proclaim it, but guess what? People started getting saved. I started seeing, like D.L. Moody, when he was filled with the Holy Spirit, he said, I used to see a few people get saved. Then I started seeing more people get saved. And that's what happened. And that's what will happen in your life. People get saved and they follow Christ and they get baptized. They join a church. And you can mark it down, Awilda. When that happens, you're going to have persecution. You're going to have opposition. But listen, here's what it says. Did not we straitly command you that ye should not teach in this name? And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine. Can't you hear the hiss of the snake? Stop speaking for Jesus. Quiet down. No, I don't want to quiet down. I don't want a church that shuts their mouth on God's good news. That's Satan's plan. That's what Satan wants. God wants prayer, power, proclamation, people saved, persecution. Get back to prayer and don't let Satan stop you. I want to see that happen and I want to see kids get saved, get in our Christian school. Jesse Kresge got saved. He got in our Christian school and he learned to really read in our school. The public school wasn't teaching him. He went through the school, graduated, got a good job, a deacon in the church, serving God, and got married through being in the church and serving God, and is building his life on a solid foundation. That is what we need in this day and at this time. I'm saying to you, I remember our first pastor, Charles Ware. While we were students at Baptist Bible College, he got caught up in that flow in 1970 while he was in the dorms. It moved him down to Scranton, and he started preaching in Scranton. And God filled him and blessed him. And we saw people get saved. By the way, that's how we reached Jessica's family, who's here, right in those early days. And I remember in 1986, I got filled and empowered, and we kept going with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what we want to do? We want to fill Jerusalem with the doctrine of the gospel. Our Jerusalem is from Carbondale to Wilkes-Barre, from Moscow to Tunkhannock, and we want to see it filled. We want to see this area become a veritable Bible Belt where people are saved and they are giving the gospel. We want to see kids trained in a Christian school because they've been saved and they love the Lord. And they served the Lord, just like this guy right here. He went to public school. His mother told me when I was knocking on doors up there in Oliphant, she said, I think my son would do better in a Christian school. They don't seem to appreciate his faith in Jesus in the public school. Well, let me just tell you something. Public school or anybody else, if you're against this flow of the Holy Spirit, you'll not overthrow God's flow. God is moving in America. God is moving in Scranton, Pennsylvania. And I trust God's moving in your heart. Listen, don't try to stop Jesus Christ. If you haven't been saved, you should bow to him and say, Lord, I need you to save me. I need you to wash away my sin. He'll wash your sins away. Come into your heart and you will have the Spirit of Christ living in you. You'll be able to represent him and grow in him and serve the Lord. And tonight, you'll get into the flow of God and you'll overcome and be blessed of Almighty God. Just remember tonight, if you can't lick them, join them. Don't fight Jesus. Bow to him. Because you're never going to overflow his, you'll never overthrow his flow. And someday, he's coming back. And when he comes back, only those that have accepted him will be caught up to meet him in the air. The Bible says your body will be changed and the angels will come and lift you up. You say, is that post-trib, pre-trib, pre-wrath? Well, listen, just make sure you don't miss it. Just make sure when Jesus comes back, you get caught up to meet him in the air. And you're not going to meet him in the air if you don't know him. If you're ashamed of him down here, he may be ashamed of you when he comes back. Say, I don't know that one. I know that one, and he knows me. Do you know him? Are you saved? You'll not overthrow his flow. Don't miss it. Let's bow for prayer. Every head bowed, every eye closed. We're celebrating the children tonight.